TED Audio Collective.
As I've mentioned before, I grew up in New York City, specifically in Harlem. And I recall a time when a decent number of my parents' friends moved out of our building. There was a movement to restore some of our neighborhood's local brownstones, and many of them were interested in becoming homeowners. The city even offered a brownstone lottery to offload about a dozen abandoned homes for cheap. I'm talking thousands of dollars. These were homes often over 100 years old with so much character and history. However, many were also in various states of disrepair. Boarded up windows and doors, graffiti on the walls, ivy growing up the sides, and empty. Many of those brownstones were restored to their former glory, and some folks who got in then now have homes worth millions of dollars. And I can't tell you what Harlem residents would give today for the opportunity to get a brownstone for an affordable price. But they can't, because today so many of the buildings in Harlem worth fixing are being bought by non-Harlemites and developers, then sold for millions of dollars, pricing out some of the locals. This is your classic example of gentrification. Gentrification isn't unique to Harlem. It's happened in other parts of New York City and around the country. In Baltimore, Washington, D.C., San Diego, the list goes on. It's nice to see rundown neighborhoods get spruced up, but should this be at the expense of affordability and long-standing community bonds? I'm Madhu Bakinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Bree Jones, the founder of Parity, an equitable development company working to turn vacant buildings into opportunities for affordable homeownership. In this talk, Bree explains how she found a way to revitalize neighborhoods experiencing hypervacancy without gentrifying them, actively supporting homebuyers and transforming communities along the way. Then after the talk, I'll share what some other organizations have done to tackle this issue of community revitalization. But first, a quick break. Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedbusiness. That's odoo.com/tedbusiness. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on trends in technology. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Picture this. You have the opportunity to own a beautiful home in a historic neighborhood with deep cultural roots designed by some of the best urban planners in the world, all in a charming waterfront city. You'd want to live here, right? But what if I told you that this home was in an area of Baltimore called the Black Butterfly, where block after block of these beautiful historic row homes sit vacant and are negatively valued, meaning that the cost to repair each home is actually more than what the market says it's worth? Somehow the market must be broken, right? What's going on here? I've been studying the way housing markets work or don't work for the last decade. I started my career in investment finance on Wall Street, but when my hometown on the outskirts of New York City began to be gentrified, it pushed me into becoming a housing advocate. I learned more about the racist policies mandated by federal and local governments, like redlining and urban renewal, that gutted once thriving Black communities across the country and prevented Black citizens from building wealth through homeownership. These communities typically face two trajectories. The first is a downward spiral where political and financial disinvestment causes hypervacancy and decay that pushes people out of a neighborhood. Big banks see this exodus as confirmation that these neighborhoods are risky, defeated, unredeemable. And so without investment, the cycle of distress continues. The second trajectory is gentrification, where developers are able to capitalize off of this distress by buying undervalued properties, pumping money into them without considering the needs or wants of legacy residents, and then renting or reselling them at much, much higher costs, causing displacement. So my question became, can we do development without displacement? Is there another way? I quit my job on Wall Street and moved to Baltimore, the city that birthed redlining, with a single suitcase to find out. My first inclination was to meet with investors and, to raise funds for my idea, and I was literally laughed out of the room. They said that my idea was impossible and that we would build homes that would sit empty for lack of demand. But I knew in my heart of hearts that that wasn't true. Unexpectedly, in that moment, being rejected by investors was the most important moment in my journey because I realized that we didn't need big institutions to affirm the value of our communities. We'd affirm our own value through social capital. And so I started my nonprofit, Parity, which creates upfront demand for homeownership opportunities in neighborhoods experiencing hypervacancy simply by tapping into existing social networks. What started as an idea from just one has grown into a collective movement of 8, then 19, and now 44 future homeowners, all through word of mouth. And we have a wait list of over. Thank you. Thank you. And we now have a wait list of over 100 people wanting to join our intentional community. Like Yolanda, who's ready to buy a home to leave a legacy for her daughters. Or Janae, a fourth-generation Baltimorean whose father vividly remembers the demolition of Black homes to make way for a highway to nowhere. Aiko, whose family left West Baltimore when he was just a baby, but now is coming back home to his origins to be part of the revitalization. And Medina, who, like me, came to Baltimore from New York to settle down and build a future. There are three key reasons why our work is transformational. The first is that we are leading the purchase and renovation of dozens of decades-long abandoned buildings, and we're selling them at deeply affordable price points. The second is that we not only support our homebuyers to become credit qualified and mortgage approved, but we're creating the opportunity for folks to build deep social bonds and friendships with their future neighbors. And three, we're preventing the displacement of legacy residents by ensuring that they have the resources that they need to stay in their homes and transfer their wealth to the next generation. We're healing the social fabric of the neighborhood as we're rebuilding the built environment. Contrary to the dominant narrative, there absolutely is demand for housing in historically Black neighborhoods devastated by racist policy. We've tapped into a hunger and appetite hiding in the blind spots of the traditional capital markets. Remember those folks that laughed me out of the room? Well, we have more, within just 2 years' time, we now have more demand for our homes than we have homes. We're sold out. And so, can we do development without displacement? We absolutely can. Thank you.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Go 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.
I agree with Bree. The work she's doing is truly transformational, both literally and figuratively. Thankfully, she's not alone. There are other great organizations doing work aligned with Bree's company, so here's a bit more on a few of them. For example, Genesis Housing Development Corporation offers affordable housing in New York State for individuals, families, and other groups, like the developmentally disabled or people with physical impairments. Genesis works with local communities to identify and meet affordable housing needs by rehabilitating existing structures or creating newly built structures. There's also Abyssinian Development Corporation, which has been providing residents in Harlem with housing counseling through its Harlem Economic Literacy Program since 2000. They offer pre- and post-purchase education and individual counseling for those who need financial advice and support. They have helped nearly 350 people to purchase homes, with their mission being to uplift the Harlem community and rebuild Harlem brick by brick, block by block. Even financial services companies like Goldman Sachs have gotten involved in community development. They have a domestic investing and lending business called the Urban Investment Group, which is dedicated to community and economic development through real estate projects, social enterprises, and lending facilities for small businesses. Since 2009, they have participated in creating affordable housing in places like New York and Utah, and in 2014, they helped finance the redevelopment of Detroit's East Riverfront neighborhood, which saw the transformation of underused city-owned land into mixed-income apartments and over 10,000 square feet of retail space. So what do we take away from this? Truly transforming neighborhoods takes innovation from people like Bree. It takes dedication from development corporations to educate and keep things affordable. And it takes interest from investors, local organizations, and even non-local ones to lend their dollars and energy so that long overdue change happens. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Kiara Powell and fact-checked by Julia Dickerson. Special thanks to Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, Corey Hagem, and Colin Helms. I'm Madhupa Akinola. Talk to you again next week. Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. What's Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedbusiness. That's odoo.com/tedbusiness.